95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog. Hey, it's Happy Hour Friday. Riggs intern Steve and Josh from SR Parade. It's the Morning Hog Brew Review. Let's hear it. Josh is back. Hey, buddy.
What's up?
Happy Friday to you, man.
You as well.
You know, I've been taking in a lot of... I've been self-evaluating a little bit.
Okay.
I've got a birthday a week or two ago, and so I've determined that I just need more beer. It's just I need to have more beers or more different beverages in my scope of life.
I have that evaluation about once an hour after 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow. Well, this is good. So we're in sync then for this thing.
Yeah.
And you have brought some that I think might be part of my new rotation.
Yeah,
let's talk about it.
A couple of interesting things and a couple beers for us.
Okay.
You guys want to start with the beers or the interesting thing?
Steve?
Let's go seltzer first.
Okay. All right.
Not quite a seltzer.
Yeah. Oh, whoa, Steve. Don't get ahead of him.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Back it down. What's Josh cracking
so
open?
We're going to start off with something called Bevy Long Drink.
Oh. Bevy Long Drink?
Bevy Long Drink.
It sounds like a cartoon character.
How about a cartoon character out of Finland?
Oh. Really?
Okay.
So, as you said, kind of seltzerish on color.
Okay.
Completely clear.
Wow.
So when I buy in liquor, it typically is gin, and I mix it with Fresca.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. Get a little bit of citrus and stuff. So this particular product actually has some juniper berries, which is one of the main flavor profiles in gin, and citrus.
This smells really good.
Oh, my God, dude. It's like somebody just dropped me in a Bath & Body Works.
Yeah. I already like it.
So gin can be a very... acquired taste, I guess you could say. This isn't as punchy as gin, so it's,
not
as offensive or anything like that. It's going to clock in at 5.8%.
Okay.
But, so do you want to know what a long drink is?
Yes. Well, this is super unique.
I mean, it's rare
that you get something you haven't, like, I haven't had anything like
this. So, back in, like, 1952 Summer Olympics, I think it was.
Yeah.
So, the playoff of the Olympics right now.
Right.
They were making cocktails in Finland, which is where the Olympics were taking place, and they had to create a cocktail that they wanted to be able to pump out really quickly.
Okay.
And what they landed on was something very similar to this, which they call a long drink. This one is malt-based, that way it can be sold all over, and you don't need a liquor license and stuff like that. But in my opinion, for me, instead of grabbing my gin and Fresca, I can pop one of these open, and... I don't have to do any work.
I'm having, first of all, I've been watching a lot of the Finns in the Olympics. I've been pretty heavy on the Finland. You're still Winter Olympics, so this is their time. The Nordic lands, this is where they really get sweet. But I didn't know we were going to have beverages that we win a gold medal. Get it? Boom. Give me the bell. Thank you.
So to kind of describe this drink to anyone that's listening, so you definitely get sweetness right up front.
Yes.
A little bit of tartness from the citrus.
Yeah.
And then it kind of finishes out with that, the juniper berries a little bit on the exhale.
Yeah.
To me, very enjoyable.
Yeah.
Like I said, gin is much more punchier, so don't be afraid to try something like this.
I would never have guessed gin
right.
if you didn't say it. Yeah, that's for sure. Wow.
But I have another long drink. This one is going to be berry.
Ooh. Okay, now ABV-wise, where are we on these?
So these are sitting at 5.8%.
Okay. Oh.
So
this could be... these are so non-alcohol tasting to me, this could be a good problem.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. The taste of alcohol is not nearly as present as you would think it should be.
Wow. Okay. I'm excited now. Finland. Steve, what does the Finnish flag look like? Can you describe it for us?
Of course not. Yeah. I think he was trying to Google it quickly.
It's rectangular and it has stripes, bro. That's all you needed to say.
This smells delicious.
Wow. So this is just berry?
Correct. So I haven't tried this one yet. I bited quite a bit in the other one.
Ooh. Okay. Yeah.
Dude.
I like this.
This is evil.
Right.
these are a danger right here. This is great. This is like a... I'm trying to get that berry flavor that in something else, but it's like, I mean, it has a... like those powerful seltzers we've had that have the flavor forward.
Right. Yeah, this is definitely a flavor forward type of drink. It sits... Like Steve said earlier, it sits in the world of seltzers as far as the carbonation is concerned, but it also creeps into the land of like a Mike's or something like that as far as the amount of flavor that's behind it as well.
Wow. Yeah, that is full flavor. I mean, those are a treat.
Yeah, it's fantastic, I think.
Yeah, that's liquor candy right there. I approve. I approve of that. So Bevy. Bevy, which by the way, I got an English degree, so I don't want to brag right now, but a bevy, of course, a large grouping of said items, perhaps a bevy of birds, a bevy of ladies, a bevy of... beverages, I guess you can
verify that?
Or? Sure. That's like I'm looking at.
Sure.
We don't have our dictionary thing. We came off the wall. It fell off.
It fell off.
Yeah, but if it was there, you'd see bevy.
I'll trust you this time.
So that's how new is that?
So this is brand new for us.
Cool.
This is actually produced by the Boston Beer Company, the same guys that do Sam Adams, Twisted Tea.
Whoa,
Shirley.
Oh man,
so from Boston.
They're stepping into this world to give us something different. Like you said, it's not something that is very familiar on the shelf.
Yeah.
But it's delicious. So the flavors we tried today come in 6-packs.
Oh yeah.
The citrus is also in a 24-ounce can.
Okay.
Definitely check out the website.
Oh, you talk about srprot.com/beerfinder. That's
bingo.
What it means.
That one.
Yeah.
Because these are so new for us that they'll be out in a lot more independents right now.
Okay.
Total Wine. And you'll slowly start to see them trickle into ABCs and possibly into Publix and stuff like that. But it is a newer product. So.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know what a bevy is?
I do.
A flock of quail.
How in the hell?
A group of otters. A large group or collection of something.
Did you edit the Wikipedia page between you said that? And we talked?
Yeah, I did. I did. I love hacking into Wikipedia
pages.
How did
you know that?
Great stuff. I just have that kind of knowledge. This is what happens in here.
I am genuinely impressed.
Well, clearly I haven't had enough to drink yet. Wait till round two. More, yeah. Let's find out what I learned, and we all learn in round two. Josh is here from SR Products, the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog. Stick around.
Cheers.